This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. Glad you guys could be with us here today, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Excited to, as always, every Wednesday right around this time, we're bringing on the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. And don't worry, Mark, I'm not going to ask you any of the questions you can't answer, okay? I already know there's certain things floating out there that I can't even ask you about.
Well, guys are leaving. I can talk about that.
Can you really? I never know anymore. Okay, so what are your thoughts, man? I mean, I am completely shocked by these two names with Hadley and Lampkin.
Nope, not at all. Knew it was coming.
You did?
No, it was very evident weeks ago that this was going to be the case. You know, here's the thing about it. You got to remember, Brady, you know, because I've gotten a bunch of comments from fans at this point going, what is going on? I'm here. Guess what? This is college athletics now. Get ready. Get used to it.
Yeah.
You got to be accustomed to this. I mean, it's happening everywhere. If you weren't paying attention because you're paying attention to the Buffs in a tournament early into the week, it exploded on Monday of last week. I mean, the portal opened up, and it was just going crazy. So this is college athletics. I mean, you need to expect this kind of stuff. I mean, it's just the way it is. This is not shocking. I think Eddie's going to go out and see what kind of a payday he's going to get. I think Javon was probably looking at it saying, well, we got a bunch of young guys coming in. It's kind of a rebuild since we're losing all these top-level players. And so, you know, maybe I'll go see what I can find out there. So this is not surprising in any way, shape, or form.
So with Eddie, when did you – maybe you can't answer this, Mark, but when did you know? Because it just felt like he had really become a part of this thing. And obviously he had some big games, and it took him a little while to get going with the injury and stuff. But that's kind of why I was shocked. It seemed like he really enjoyed it. And again, that's not based on me having conversations with him. That's just what I saw on television. So you would certainly know that. But you got that vibe.
Yeah, it's based on feelings. Not you know. And so I tell people, listen, I've been saying this for years, okay? And you know, I go out and speak quite a bit and do a lot of preaching kind of thing. And I always tell people, don't base anything on what you see or hear on radio or TV. That's not reality. Okay? Did you think? I mean, you know, and I Eddie wasn't going to go, you know, I'm having a good time, but I'm going to be leaving after the end of the season. He was going to act like he was having the time of his life because he was. And then, but he had other priorities moving forward. I mean, so you know, just because somebody looks like they're having a great time does not mean it's going to be long term. And that's the thing we've got to start understanding about this. We've learned it in the NFL and professional sports because of free agency, right? Just because a guy plays for a team and looks like he's having a great time doesn't mean when he becomes a free agent he's not going to test the waters out there. Well, now that's true in college athletics exactly the same way.
Yeah, that's a good point. We've learned to see through it with coaches, right, at both levels. Now we're seeing through it with players. Mark, was Eddie getting, I mean, what was he getting some kind of an NIL deal or anything like that? Because again, the reason the move, this one's weird to me, is just like, see you. I mean, we're talking a pretty high class program, yeah. And obviously Tad Boyle, and they just won a first round game. They won two games in March Madness. So I just look at that and go, okay, every basketball move is more or less lateral. But when it comes to NIL, obviously that changes everything.
There was a great quote years ago with one of the Rockefellers when somebody asked him about how much is enough, and he said just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so let's begin to understand the realities of what we're dealing with here. Virtually all of us, every single human being hearing my voice right now, if somebody called you up and said, I'm going to offer you $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 more, we'd go, oh, okay. Well, I'm very happy where I am, but, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And so that's what's happening right now. Now, Colorado is a phenomenal institution. Tad Boyle's got a great program. Are they on the top end of the – I mean, you're seeing some of the numbers out there. I was told, by the way, over the weekend, but by somebody – you know, I've got roots in Indiana, and I met with some friends of mine who are very tied in with the Purdue program and are telling me that Purdue's trying to get Zach Edey to come back one more year for $5 million.
Wow.
Well, Colorado can't play in that world.
Wow. Okay?
They're not playing in that world. So every guy of note on the Buffs team is getting NIL. That's correct. Now, can they play at the top level? I've been told in the past that the top seven guys at Arizona, every single one's getting a minimum of $600,000.
Minimum. Okay? Minimum. Wow.
That's a minimum. Okay? I had a guy at the NCAA tournament tell me for another school out there that they figured by next year every guy on their top seven or eight would be making $1 million. So that's why I've been telling you for a long time, this can't continue, number one. Number two, Colorado's not going to play and can't play in that level, okay? So if Eddie's sitting there and he's getting something, I don't know what Eddie's getting right now, got this past season, but, you know, he's thinking to himself, okay, is his NBA career a question mark? Yes. Is he going to play in the NBA? That's a huge question mark. There are people who don't think Zach Edey can play in the NBA, okay? So if he looks in and says, I'm not going to get a big-time contract in the NBA, I got to cash in when I can. And so if he figures, you know what, I can go out there and put it on the open market and go to the highest bidder out there, and maybe I get $400,000 or maybe I get $1 million or something, depending upon the school, that's what he's looking at right now.
Well, and Mark, in that part, I guess, you know, that makes sense, right? You look at it and go, I'm not going to play. I might not play in the NBA. That's certainly questionable. So I can go out and try to find if I can get to that money. But the problem is the bait that's dangling around all of these. I mean, I made the mistake of following three new transfer portal X accounts yesterday, Mark, and I haven't seen any tweets about anything else. That's all I have. And I don't even know, are the Broncos even going to have a season next year? Because all I'm seeing is transfer portal stuff.
Right, right. No, that's exactly right. And that's what it's become. And again, like I've said, this can't continue. It's impossible for this to continue the way it is. But that's what we're the reality of what we're dealing with right now. And so guys are going to look at that. They're going to say, what market is there for me? Now, I wish that there were people, you know, you'd like to think a mom or a dad inside the ears of some of these guys saying, listen, this isn't the wisest decision, okay? There are things. Yes, you're going to get an immediate influx of cash, and that'll be gone in short order. And then what do you have left, okay? So I don't think this is necessarily the wisdom of this kind of stuff. I saw one, one of the national writers put it out. I'm trying to think. Was it a guy from South Carolina who's a high-level player and is doing doing very well NIL-wise, and he jumped in a portal? And you're like, well, you know, and you'd see that after the basketball or the football season. Guys from Alabama and Ohio State and Texas jumping in a portal. Like, well, what are you doing? I know you're getting a substantial amount of money. You're playing at a very high level. You're playing at one of the highest institutions in the country in that sport, and yet they're still jumping. A lot of what we're seeing is the grass is greener on the other side of the fence type of aspect. That, you know, there's a – that it's going to be better over the horizon, right? There's something over there that's going to make me feel better about myself, or whatever it might be. And so, a lot of this is I think, an immaturity of just jumping for the sake of jumping.
And Mark, that's interesting on that point too. And I'm not, you know, saying anything bad about this guy, but Day-Day Reeves, who played for the Bears, he entered the transfer portal last week, and I think, you know, and I'd have interviewed him. He's a great guy, but he had posted something on his Twitter account and said, time for a new city and a new school. And that, to me, Mark, reminded me of an NBA tweet. That reminded me of a player tweeting that it's time for a new city and a new environment, and I have those options now.
And guess what? Dylan Connect is a one in a million, okay? That's not going to happen again on a regular basis.
Right.
Those kind of guys are very unique, and we knew that last year. You knew he was a high-level player. I had a coach in front of mine tell me that he said, we've been keeping tabs the last few years about all the guys who left our program that all moved down. You know, they'd moved down from where they were in a Power 5 school and moved down thinking, okay, now I'm going to be a star. And he said every single guy's averages have stayed almost exactly the same. They really haven't improved their situation. They are what they are. We all know what kind of players these guys are. So, you know, wherever Eddie goes, and God bless him, I wish him well. I enjoy dealing with Eddie. But his averages will be 9 or 10 points, 6-7 rebounds, and a couple of assists per ball game. That's what it's going to be. Now, he'll make some more money in NIL, and because of his style of play, this is not inherently makes him a bad player, but because of his style of play, what the NBA is, he's not going to find a future in the NBA. We don't look for those kind of guys anymore in the NBA. And so you're just kind of making a lateral move, hoping you make a couple of more bucks.
So, Mark, what is this? You know, I know we don't have a lot of answers on this right now, but what's this Buffs team going to look like next year? Because we already kind of knew about a lot of the guys that were going to be gone, and then you get some of these names, and it's going to be a lot of. I mean, does Tad Boyle want to keep doing this, keep rebuilding this thing every single year? Because, like you said, if it doesn't change, this is what it's going to be every single year.
Well, there's a good chance of that. Well, he's got a very young, exciting team. I mean, we saw the young talent this year. He's got a highly regarded recruiting class coming in, so there's a lot of very young, talented guys. We knew that Tristan was going to be gone. He'll go to the NBA. We knew that Cody was going to be gone. He's going to go to the NBA. Luke O'Brien's going to, you know, he's got his degree now. He may test the waters and go see if there's someplace else and be one of those, you know, kind of graduate transfers after he gets his degree, and that's all fine and dandy. So you've got those four being gone, five, six being gone, actually, by the time it's all said and done. The only time one of your top seven coming back is going to be Julian Hammond. And then Tad's going to be active in the transfer portal. Now, is he going to be a do like Coach Prime does? No, that's not his style. But he's going to go out and get a couple of guys, I think, to kind of fill in some holes there. I think they'll probably look for a big guy. And depending upon what happens with KJ Simpson, because he can come back, obviously. But obviously the NBA is going to be calling on him. And so he's going to test the waters and see what that's all about. And if he does not come back, then I'm assuming they'd be looking for a point guard. You know, so it's going to be a different team. But that's the way it is in pro sports. When free agency hits, a team can get raided and they can lose a bunch of guys. And, you know, it's the old line. At this point, you cheer for the jersey and not the person in the jersey.
Mark, I think it's funny you brought it up to start the segment just about how people were going online saying, what's happening at CU? What's going on? It doesn't matter how much you and I talk about this or the world talks about this, because we're all talking about NIL. Everyone knows about it. But when they see a group of names in there, and listen, like I said, I was shocked about the Lampkin thing. But what people go to is they go to the negative. Well, what's Tad Boyle doing? And it's like, wait, have you not been listening for the last 3 years? Right. This is what's happening.
Well, that's why the first message I got this morning, oh, my goodness, what is Tad doing? Well, he's doing exactly what he's always done. The world has changed, right? They haven't noticed, apparently, the fact that people are jumping into the portal nonstop. So just take the bit of advice you threw out there a moment ago. Follow a couple of accounts on X that deal with transfer portal and just watch it. It's insane how many guys are jumping into portal. It is what it is.
Yeah, it's wild, Mark. Hey, we're up against a break, my friend. Maybe next week we can look at into some football, chat with you a bit. Always want to pick your brain about what Coach Prime is up to, and we always look forward to that. But I always say Mark's the voice of the Buffs. Nah, he's the voice of reason. I really believe that. The new T-shirt idea. You know,
at least you're the one person that believes.
Yeah. Trademark when that goes viral. Okay, Mark?
I like it.
All right. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, 12:50 the time. All right, so Mark wasn't shocked. But listen, it's exactly what I said with Lampkin. Somebody liked what he was doing. Not necessarily the basketball stuff, but it was kind of like, yeah, he's an NIL guy. We could get him here. And again, everything I heard in Boulder was that they loved Eddie Lampkin. So would he help put butts in the seats, too? It's a strange time, man. But Mark's adamant about this. He always says this, that it can't go on this way. Do you think it's just going to get – because it's getting worse, right? This is to date, this is the worst it's been. So it's going to get really bad? Like, how much worse are we talking? How much more awful could this situation be for some of these teams that are just getting gutted?
Following one of those accounts here on Twitter, Verbal Commits, they have over 1,000 names on their list of transfers.
That's just basketball, or is it just 1,000 collegiate athletes?
I want to say it's just collegiate athletes.
Yeah, because football, I don't think you can do it again until
April. After spring ball.
Yeah, they got to get you through spring. So this should be all basketball at this point. And it's primarily going to be men's basketball, because women, we're not seeing it at that high level yet, are we? Not, I don't think anything like that.
No, there's probably five or six women's players that are getting those kind of deals. But mentioned that Arizona, $600,000 minimum. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, good conversation there with Mark. We're going to have Cody Tucker on from 7220sports.com in the 1 o'clock hour. He's with Wyoming, covering Wyoming. And their athletic director had some interesting things to say about NIL and what Jeff Lender needs to do. Basically just said, Jeff Lender needs to find better players. Man, it's easier said than done. We'll be right back.
Scores, interviews, and more. Preps Rewind with Mike Danson. Saturdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.